The Truth News Network. When you think truth, you're thinking, and you're thinking TNN. The Truth News Network. And your master of the facts is Dan Newman.
We always follow through on that. We promise you the truth. We call ourselves the Truth News Network for a purpose. We give you only facts. Now, when we give you opinion, we classify that as opinion, and you know it. We tell you when we give it to you. Other than that, you only get facts at Truth News Network. That's what we're here today for. Are you ready? Are you ready for Super Tuesday? It's today, folks. Just imagine how much money has been poured into those 14 states that are holding Democrat primaries today across the nation. Remember this, former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, a multi-billionaire as a presidential candidate, has not been on the ballot in any of the primaries conducted so far. However, while he sat on the sidelines waiting for Super Tuesday, he spent several $100 million in advertising and staffing in those Super Tuesday primary states. We've all heard stories and discussions about this day, Super Tuesday. For that matter, we hear those same conversations every 4 years. It's the same over and over again. But most Americans are unaware of its purposes, how it's structured, and how its results impact the upcoming federal election just a few months ahead, November the 3rd, folks. We're gaining on it very, very quickly. But don't fret. As usual, Truth News Network has the answers to any of your Super Tuesday questions. And we've got some other information today that will probably be some that you haven't heard before. And at the end of today's story, you are going to be shocked at a scenario that I give you. We'll give you all that today and explain Super Tuesday's structure and what its impact will be regarding the November election. So let's begin right here. What is Super Tuesday? It's the date during the presidential primary season when the largest number of states hold primaries or caucuses. In some years, such as 2008, this means that nearly half of the union holds their contest on the same day. The name isn't meant to assign a positive connotation to the date. It just serves to indicate the sheer number of states are all voting that day. While the term has been used since at least 1976, the first modern Super Tuesday happened in 1988, a result of Democrats attempting to concentrate several Southern primaries on the same date. In doing that, candidates could nationalize their messages, focusing on the issues that were important for a larger swath of Americans, rather than just those important to early primary states such as Iowa and New Hampshire. And by doing that, they can spend a consolidated amount of money running campaign ads for a consolidated group of the states that were all involved in Super Tuesday. So what's Super Tuesday's significance? Well, it is significant because of the likelihood that the day's winner will become their respective party's nominee. Candidates are forced to campaign on the issues that affect larger and more diverse groups of people rather than just rural white voters. Nearly every single year, the primary fight is essentially over once Super Tuesday is finished because of the number of delegates up for grabs that day. And this may be especially true today for 2020, for November 3rd. So when did this process start? Well, it was created by Democrats after 20 years of Republican occupants of the White House, sparing one term for Jimmy Carter. They hoped that holding so many votes on one day would enable the Democrats to nominate someone moderate and electable, unlike Walter Mondale 4 years prior. Having so many Southern states vote at once backfired for the Democrats on their very first Super Tuesday. Remember this? Al Gore and Jesse Jackson split the party along racial lines. Michael Dukakis went on to become the nominee, losing spectacularly to George H.W. Bush in the general election. Who can forget Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, little bitty short guy, kind of like Michael Bloomberg. Mini Mike? I guess we could call him Mini Mike 1, and this Mini Mike Bloomberg is Mini Mike 2. Anyway, he was in a tank in an ad that just blew people away. I guess he was trying to convince Americans that he was really into supporting our military. It obviously failed. The overall strategy did eventually work with the election of Bill Clinton in 1992. Before winning the general election, in part due to several vital southern states, Clinton swept the primaries, indicating the importance of those contests. Since then, southern white Democrats are much rarer, and black voters, who make up large portions of the Democratic electorate, have been given more influence in some southern states. So, what states are we looking at today? What states have elections in Super Tuesday? Super Tuesday has often been called the Southeastern Conference, you know, the SEC, primarily because of its concentration on southern states, kind of like that football conference. In 2016, 12 states held their primary elections on this day. Every cycle, the states that votes are slightly different, causing a difference in the amount of delegates candidates can secure on that day in each of the cycles. The following 14 states have decided to have their primaries on today, March 3rd. Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. The most notable moves of the day are that of California and Texas. California, as you know, has the greatest population of any state, changed the way candidates campaign in advance of Super Tuesday there. The state has hundreds of delegates available and is considered far more diverse than some of the traditional Super Tuesday states. Some Democrats believe that California is more accurately representative of the primary electorate of the Democratic Party. The story is similar for Texas, as you can imagine. It's the second most populous state with a large Latin community. It's unclear how the addition of California and Texas will impact the primaries, but it is sure to make the stakes tonight when they close all of the polls and the ballots are counted. It's going to make the stakes really higher, throwing in California and Texas in the vote count. Super Tuesday has been an essential indicator of not only who's going to win each party's nomination, but who could win the presidency. Although voter turnout can vary between the primary and the general elections, having an exceptional Super Tuesday performance can give us a clue of who the next president of the U.S. may be. With the addition of populous states like those two, California and Texas, that could be even more true on this evening. And probably, just as a note here, we probably won't know the final tally out in California until tomorrow morning. You know, our time back here in the eastern part of the eastern half of the U.S., we're all going to be in bed asleep before they finish counting. What are the expectations of the outcome and the end of the day today? Following that commanding victory Saturday in South Carolina, former Vice President Biden suggested on Sunday he's willing to battle through a contested convention should Bernie Sanders enter the nominating event with the plurality, but not the majority of delegates needed to seal his nomination. The campaign of Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts signaled on Sunday that she, too, plans to fight through for the nomination all the way through the convention, even if she doesn't come out of the primaries with the most delegates. That's interesting. Just a side note here, I got to think that she would be hoping for a vice president's spot. That's why, that could be the only reason why she would be hanging on through the convention if she doesn't have the majority of delegates going into the convention. Those remarks come after Sanders said at a debate last month that whoever has the most delegates entering the convention, even if it's not a majority, should be the nominee. Rivals had called that a reversal of his position from 2016. You may remember he ran against that year's eventual nominee, Hillary Clinton, and the Democrat Party virtually took the nomination away from Bernie to give it to Hillary. As it stands right now, Sanders leads Biden by just 4 delegates in the latest NBC News projection. Further back is former South Bend, Indiana mayor and now a former presidential candidate, Pete Buttigieg, who dropped out of the race on Sunday night, and Elizabeth Warren. Senator Amy Klobuchar dropped out of the race yesterday. And then there's also billionaire former New York mayor Mike Bloomberg, who is appearing on the ballot for the very first time in the Super Tuesday contest. He hadn't been on a ballot in any of the primaries so far. A total of 1,991 delegates are needed to clinch the nomination. Should that number not be met ahead of the summer's convention in Milwaukee, delegates could engage in multiple rounds of voting for a nominee, a process that could lead to a candidate with fewer delegates than the incoming leader becoming the nominee. It's a crazy process, folks, and they use it by allowing basically a process to be put in place willy-nilly so that the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, the ones that control all of that, can determine who is going to be the Democrat Party nominee in that upcoming presidential election. They're a private organization. We taxpayers don't have any say-so about how they structure it. And it changes constantly, year to year. Former VP Biden said he would fight for the nomination even if he enters a convention in second. He said, yes, I mean, look, the rules have been set, and I find a lot of folks in Bernie's operation are now saying that whoever goes in with the most delegates, even if they're not close, or there's a distance from the 19-plus 100 that we need, that's they should be declared the winner, Biden said. He continued, I wonder where that view was when he was challenging Hillary after she went in with a commanding lead. Look, you don't change the rules in the middle of a game, he continued. And I'm not at all certain that we're going to win with Bernie this far ahead. I hope that's not the case. I hope I'm ahead. But we will see. But I think you play by the rules. And all of those stammering and stuttering glitches I just made, those were actual quotes of the VP. What about all the others in the race? Well, Elizabeth Warren's campaign manager, Roger Lau, wrote in a memo that after Super Tuesday, her campaign believes, quote, no candidate will likely have a path to the majority of delegates needed to win an outright claim to the Democratic nomination. In the road to the nomination, he continued, the Wisconsin primary is halftime, and the convention in Milwaukee is the final play. Our grassroots campaign is built to compete in every state and territory and ultimately prevail at the national convention in Milwaukee. Late last week, Bloomberg told NBC News' Casey Hunt that he would stay in the race right to the bitter end as long as he's got a chance at winning the nomination. You know what? If having a chance at winning the nomination is the deciding factor for him, why'd he ever get in? I mean, he has virtually no opportunity, especially based on what we've seen him do and say on the debate stage. Bloomberg said that if Sanders hits the delegate threshold to secure a majority ahead of the convention, he'll not continue his presidential bid. If Sanders amasses only a plurality, which means he doesn't get 50% of the delegate votes plus one, however, Bloomberg says he'll keep pressing forward. The winner, according to conventional wisdom, who is going to be the winner? Now, everything you've just heard today has kind of been, But it's very important we voters understand what's going on. This election, I promise you, is going to be the most important election of your lifetime so far. And this is a big part of the process. So we're past the structure of Super Tuesday, and we're about to get down in the weeds where Dan is going to tell you what's going to happen. And I know all my friends, that's what you're wanting to hear me say. Well, predictions are just ahead with some other information. Sit right there, back after this at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
The Truth News Network.
Dinner, dinner, dinner. Every day you have to think of what's for dinner. Well, now Subway has a solution that is sure to please every person you have to feed for that last meal of the day. It's called Dinner Tonight. Every day after 4 p.m., Subway is offering a Dinner Tonight special, which includes two regular 6-inch subs, two bags of chips, and two 21-ounce fountain drinks, all for just $11.99. This offer is available all day long on Sundays. Subway of Kodiak. Eat fresh.
As much a part of your day as pants. Dan Newman, TNN. The Truth News Network.
I don't know about you, but I certainly have my pants on as we're doing this show today. He comes up with some of the wildest intros and outros, does Pete Moss. Well, who's going to be the winner according to conventional wisdom today, Super Tuesday? What, 4 months ago, that would have certainly been Joe Biden. A week ago, it would have almost certainly been Senator Bernie Sanders. Going into Super Tuesday, many feel Bernie will finish the day with a strong lead heading toward the convention in Milwaukee this summer. But as we all know, in elections, who will win the nomination of the Democrat Party is far from being decided. One thing to note is the answer to a question that it is being repeatedly asked. What happens to the votes already cast in primaries for Senator Amy Klobuchar and Mayor Pete Buttigieg now that both have dropped out of the race? While some states allow absentee voters to change their choice by requesting a new ballot or by turning in their old ballot at a polling place for a new one, early voters in Super Tuesday who chose Buttigieg or Klobuchar, or even billionaire Tom Steyer or any of the other candidates who have suspended their campaigns, or simply out of luck. It's because of those delegates that are already committed to Mayor Pete and Senator Klobuchar that currently are meaningless. They are now lost in the race for the nomination. Those who would have cast their votes for either of these two will now have to choose another candidate today because those two are gone from consideration. And that has created some Democrat Party panic, as you can imagine. Democrats are nervously eyeing the primaries so far that have given Sanders a big lead, it looks like anyway, going into Super Tuesday. It's going to be hard to overcome. Let's be honest. No matter what we've heard, Democrat Party leaders say again and again when asked that whoever wins the most delegates is certainly going to be the candidate of our party in the election. And of course, they maintain that person is going to tackle Donald Trump in November. Democrats feel that Bernie Sanders, if nominated, cannot win the general election facing Donald Trump. They're not leading up to that now publicly, but it's the same thing as it was in 2016. They didn't think Bernie could beat Donald Trump then. So here's what many feel is their plan. First, Senator Klobuchar and Mayor Pete, they've thrown their support to Joe Biden for the nomination. Though their delegates will not move to either of the two, their endorsements will give Biden a strong nudge. The Democrat Party will, in the next few days, push hard for the moderate Joe Biden to find a path to pass the socialist Bernie Sanders. But here's the big banana for the Democrats. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, with his millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, in fact, he's now said he is willing to spend $1 billion if he gets the nomination, $1 billion in total to get elected president. He certainly has the financial staying power to hang in there through the Democrat convention. Democrat leaders will, in unity, push Bloomberg to bow out of the race and throw his support, and of course his money, behind former Vice President Joe Biden. Most think Bloomberg's concept of buying the race has already begun to fail, and they don't see any way that it will work. Bloomberg and Biden are now the only two moderate candidates remaining. They need to join forces to push past Bernie Sanders. But there may be a twist in this. We'll get to that in just a minute. Sit tight. Playing the game of politics at this level is very expensive and is almost always more a popularity contest at this point than just an election. And it certainly takes a lot of money, big bucks. Putting that money behind a popular candidate usually gives that candidate a considerable edge. But 2020, it has an enigma. The enigma? Same one that was in the 2016 election for president, Bernie Sanders. There's no question the socialist has great appeal for a large group of young Americans. Many of those young Americans, however, don't understand that his political ideas could easily result in an economic calamity here in the U.S. The certain destruction of capitalism, which is what he really seeks. It's the cornerstone of the U.S. and its unmatched leadership in the world is capitalism, will devastate every aspect of economic life in America and all that it touches if Bernie wins a White House bid. Socialism's magnet for voters? Free everything. We all know nothing's free. Somebody has to foot the bill. And when they say and think that it's going to be the federal government paying for it all, where's that money come from? From you and from me. So what's going to happen? How will this all play out? And will Super Tuesday play a significant role? Want a prediction? Here we go. Bloomberg will have at best a mediocre Super Tuesday in capturing Democrat delegate votes. If that happens, it will undoubtedly take support away from Biden and give Sanders an edge in the delegate count. The Democrat Party will have to kick into high gear to keep a moderate candidate in the running. Why? If Sanders wins the Democrat Party nomination, the Democrat Party, folks, is done. Stick a fork in it. And Bernie Sanders is not even a Democrat. He's an independent running as a Democrat. I predict a deal will be cut quickly after Super Tuesday between Biden and Bloomberg. It's going to be brokered by the Democrat Party. It will put both together as a team to beat Sanders for the nomination for president. One will run as president, the other as vice president, and they may not even declare that until after the convention. That could be determined in Milwaukee. I know it's a far-fetched concept. However, to me, it seems at this point to be the only way Democrats can keep a socialist off their 2020 ticket, which would create an impossible task for the party in November, to unseat Donald Trump and win back the White House. If that should happen once again, Bernie will be on the receiving end of the political power of the Democrat Party once more, and not in a good way. The party actually took the 2016 nomination away from him for Hillary Clinton. And it looks to me that the table is set for a similar result this year. I can see just one possible spoiler should Democrats take that approach once more. Bernie has a substantial base of support among those young voters. He would be tempted to test that support, wondering if it would be sufficient for him to mount a run as an independent in the November race. Now, of course, Democrats will go crazy with rage if that happens, partly because of what happened previously. Some of you may not remember it, but these Democrats remembered that scenario happened to Republicans in 92. Remember Ross Perot? He ran as an independent against Bill Clinton and President George H.W. Bush, who sought a second White House term at the time. Perot was a conservative. He was really a Republican. And he split the vote of the Republicans. He garnered 19% of the vote that year, most of which came from the GOP. That 19% put Clinton in the White House and kept Bush 41 from having a second term as president. So what else might happen? Well, Bernie got a vacation home as a compromise in 2016. Unofficially, nobody did anything legally that can be figured out, but he came up with a vacation home. And that was payback for what happened to him with the superdelegate debacle by the Democrat Party in cahoots with Hillary. And of course, they knew she was a shoe-in for the White House. There's no telling what Bernie might get from the party this time. To a guy who has never held a real private sector job before becoming mayor of Burlington, Vermont, who knows what his price would be for his second bribe from the Democrat National Committee. And one more quick thought. Mayor Pete on Sunday received a call from Barack Obama. That's right. Former President Obama advised, the word advised in quotation marks, he advised the mayor to withdraw, telling Mayor Pete he ran a valiant race, patted him on the back, but should consider dropping out to strengthen the moderate Democrats' bid to beat Bernie Sanders. I would not be surprised if Michael Bloomberg gets a similar call from Mr. Obama, as did Mayor Pete. Now, here's the fun part for you. Normally, my predictions are about things that are going to happen way down the road. This one's obviously going to happen today regarding Super Tuesday's delegate vote. Now, the Democrat Party deal-making, it may take a few days, but you're going to be able to find out if I really know anything at all or if I'm just barking up a tree. And I'm not a dog. I don't bark. I think there's a pretty good chance this is going to play out this way. Democrats know Bernie Sanders can't beat Donald Trump, and they got to make something else happen. Well, you got another reason to join us tomorrow. Make sure you're here. Maybe I'll apologize for my bad prediction. Maybe we'll just continue things as the Democrat Party works it out. But there will be much for us to speak about. You be back tomorrow at Truth News Network. See you then. TruthNewsNet.org.
Classical conservatism, contemporary style. TNN,
the Truth News Network.